The second day of voting has ended in Zimbabwe's presidential election. Today, the country's high court extended voting for a third day because of high voter turnout, with long lines forming in many areas. At stake in the elections is the presidency of Robert Mugabe, who has led the country since it gained independence 22 years ago. His main challenger is Morgan Tsvangirai, leader of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change. Earlier today, we spoke with Rachel Swarns, Southern Africa bureau chief of the New York Times. She's in Harare covering the election. She spoke to us on her cell phone from outside a polling station.
Right now, I'm in Imbare, which is one of the townships, one of the poor communities, and they've set up a tent where people are voting. There are about several hundred people in a long line waiting to vote. Many of them have waited for several hours, 6 hours or so yesterday before giving up, and they're back again tonight.
Now, there have been allegations of intimidation and vote rigging by the ruling party. From what you've seen, how has the voting gone?
There are a lot of concerns about the political violence and intimidation in the run-up to the election. The voting days, though, for the most part, yesterday and today, have been pretty peaceful. And the turnout has been enormous. The justice minister said yesterday that they had not seen a turnout like this since 1980, when white rule was ending. So if people had been threatened, they obviously decided that they would show the world, you know, what they thought by voting. They've really come out in numbers.
Is that high turnout all across the country?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Apparently, the problem has been in the cities, like Harare particularly, is that the government reduced the number of polling stations. The government said that they needed to do that because they wanted to increase the number of polling stations in rural areas where people had to walk long distances. The Movement for Democratic Change, though, believes that the reduction of the polling places in urban areas was calculated by the government. Because the urban areas are the stronghold of the Movement for Democratic Change, which is the opposition party, which is challenging President Robert Mugabe.
Well, there have been threats of a possible coup if Mugabe loses. How much credence should be placed in those threats?
You know, it's really hard to know. The generals have suggested quite clearly that they would not support someone who was not involved in the struggle against white rule. The opposition candidate was not involved in that struggle, and is recently, as this week, one of the senior party members said on television in South Africa that he and others would support a coup. Now, whether that would happen or not, it's hard to know. Some people think it's bravado, trying to scare voters into supporting the governing party. But it's certainly not a good environment at the moment. The opposition has also said that they would not accept defeat. So on both sides, people seem to be already ready to dig their heels in.
Well, obviously, these elections are important for the future of Zimbabwe. Do they have a wider importance, though?
Yeah, it's quite important for the region. And a lot of the African observers who are here observing this election are watching very closely. Zimbabwe, like many of the countries in southern Africa, is run by the Liberation Party that ended white rule. And most of the countries here are. This is the first real challenge in a long time that one of these liberation parties has faced. And so people are talking about from the other countries, places like Botswana, which has been run by the same party since 1966, places like South Africa, same party since 1994, how to keep relevant, how to keep this from happening to them, because there's been a bit of a disconnect between young people and the governing party, and they want to keep that from happening in their countries.
Rachel Swarns is Southern Africa Bureau Chief of the New York Times. She joined us from Harare, Zimbabwe. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.